I do enjoy the colourful writing of the musical historians of the 17th and 18th century. They're not afraid to embellish a story, or at times to be judgmental or disapproving, in a way that today would be seen as most unacademic. For example, Roger North, writing about his contemporary, the composer and violinist Nicola Matthias, in an account that reads rather like a morality tale. Matthias was born in Naples, and when he arrived in England in the early 1670s, according to North, he was too inexpugnably proud to perform in public. However, he was in desperate need of money and was eventually persuaded to play violin and guitar at music meetings. His playing was a revelation. North describes how this tall, large-bodied man held the violin against his short ribs and held the bow with his thumb on the stick instead of on the hair, a first for England. His playing was virtuosic, and his sustained bowing seemed as from the clouds. Here is North's account of what happened. Matthias began to feel himself grow rich, and then, of course, luxurious. He took a great house and lived as one that was married, had a child, contracted bad diseases. Excessive pleasure threw him into a dropsy, and he became poor and died miserable. Modern musicologist Michael Tilmouth has discovered that Matthias married a wealthy widow in 1700, and they bought a manor in Norfolk. Because Matthias no longer performed in London, some presumed that he must be dead. While in London, Matthias had published his airs for violin, Part 1 and Part 2. But North wrote that many felt intimidated by the music, as none could capture the Italian flights of humour. For when Matthias performed this music, it was with a rapture, which made one think that the man was beside himself. Fortunately, these pieces are played today. Here is the performance by the Palladian Ensemble from Matthias's airs for the violin. Diverse bizarra sopra la vecchia sarabanda o por ciacona.
Thank you.
To listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.